I like to collect silly sissy stories. There are a few elements that make a story a silly sissy tale instead of just a regular story. In order for a story to be a tale of a silly sissy, it has to have a sissy in it, doing something that's just so damn silly. For example, just the other day, I had a sissy call me up to ask if they should use the same hair dye they used on their blonde hair on their pubic bush. Or the time a sissy actually asked me, in all seriousness, if they had to swallow. We all have stories of the silly things sissies have done, enough to fill 1,000 books. Seriously though, silly sissy stories are a little bit sad. Imagine being so in love with being a sissy, but not having the first, faintest idea what to do or how to go about becoming a sissy. A person so cut off from their own community and left just flapping in the wind like that, while fertile ground for tons of silly tales, is also really sad. I just want all my silly sissy sluts out there to know that it's okay to be a little bit dumb, clueless, and adrift. None of us are born knowing that you don't use hair dye on your bush, and that, of course, you fucking swallow. The minute differences between BB cream, moisturizer, sunblock, and foundation are tricky to parse unless you've been raised with the knowledge. So sissy sluts, take heart. While you may be the star of many a silly sissy story, there's no reason you have to stay stuck in the starring role. You can get educated, learn, gain skills, and become the sissy slut instead of the silly sissy. Wouldn't you rather be the wise and experienced cocksucking sissy? Because silly sissy stories are a lot of fun, but they're far less fun when you're the one with chemical burns on your taint from hair dry or cum in your eye because you flinched. You can always call me for all the tips and tricks to become the sexiest sissy on the block. If you enjoyed this, you'll like my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or give me a call at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.